Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
All right, welcome back to it. Welcome back to it. I wanted to get our next guest on to weigh in on this battle back and forth. I think I know where he'll come down. But it is a testy conversation between the United States government and Apple as far as opening up this cell phone they captured from the deceased terrorist in San Bernardino. Michael Dougherty back on the program, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine and much more. Welcome back, Michael.
Good morning, sir.
So I think I know where you're going to be on this, but okay, so here's this phone, a cell phone issued by San Bernardino, actually. So it was a government phone issued to this a person who turned out to be a terrorist who murdered 14 people at a Christmas party along with his wife. And now they want to be able to get into this phone to see if it connects back to any other terrorists. Okay, that makes sense. I get that. But they can't get into it. They can't figure out the passcode to get into the phone. So they're a little confused. And they said to Apple, can you help us? Apple said no. And they said, you have to help us. And Apple said, no, we don't. And now it's in court. What do you make of it?
Well, okay, I'll give you the first answer. I come down on the side of the FBI. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right, let's go back here. This is what happens when you start not trusting government. The irony is, when you have a president like Obama, and then you have, conflict after conflict, and all these controversies, and all this unethical behavior that the public sees goes unaccountable, then we start losing trust in government. So then the people throw the baby out with the bathwater. And those phones, to me, and let's not forget, both my parents were police officers, so I probably have a bias here.
You? Come on.
My parents met, as Detroit police officers. So I suppose I'm like, look, that phone to me is a crime scene. And all the FBI is trying to do is not disturb a crime scene. And they're trying to get the help of who built that room, basically, to unlock it. And Apple's running around concerned about the effect of that because they happen to also enjoy making billions in tyrannical countries. So my sympathy really isn't with it. Now, I did start on the side of Apple when this thing first started coming out, but the story keeps bouncing back and forth and changing, and it starts settling down. So, but that is my big picture look at this.
So why did you change your mind, though?
Go ahead.
Now, why did you change your mind, though? Because with me, and you're right, I don't trust government, and I'm surprised that you do at any level based on the things that you've been through. My concern is this. It seems to me that the government's asking for a master key because they're asking that a new operating system be written so that it is easier to access these sorts of phones in the future going forward. I don't think the government needs an easier route to get to the information in my phone or yours or, well, frankly, anybody else's. I appreciate the concern over terrorism and safety and security. But at some point, investigating everybody all the time doesn't work for me.
Well, and that is what they're screaming about, and that is not what's happening here, I don't believe, but people are so afraid that that's what's going to happen. Now, I think Apple is using an American public fear of that to stir the pot about what I think is Apple's real issue, which is, look, this is not a little kitty cat here. Apple has grown up into one big tiger. They make billions of dollars all over the world, and they choose to work in lands that people aren't free. And these phones are weapons for some people to use. If it wasn't for the technology, and this is the other side of the knife, a lot of these these ISIS would not be able to build the organization and communicate as well. So, it's not like Apple's some innocent here. I think they have to assist in making sure that these things are used in the positive way that it is. So, but these are the tough questions that happen because of the internet and because of these tools, because the borders have been removed, jurisdiction gets confused. All that goes on because of this. It's not so black and white. But you're right. The government has to assure the public that the trust isn't being abused more so than they have in the past. But I also don't throw the baby out the bathwater. I do not equate the FBI with the FTC. I do not equate those investigators in the heart of these investigatory agencies like these self-righous bureaucratic lawyers that are in these other agencies.
I've listened to all this, but hold on. Here's the thing. The government is basically, in effect, ordering Apple to create something that doesn't exist at their expense, apparently. Go create this operating system so that we can do this going forward and so we can have this access and so you can open this phone. I mean, frankly, who the hell do they think they are coming in demanding you do work?
Well, I look at it this way. First of all, if Apple wants a check written for them, I'm sure the government will do it, which would be the ultimate irony given Apple's sickening profit margin. But
now you sound like Bernie Sanders. Now, hold on.
Huh?
I mean, you sound like Bernie Sanders.
No, I don't. No. I'm saying they can send a bill. That's fine. That's great. They can send a bill. I don't begrudge Apple's profit margin, but I do. But they wouldn't dare if they're playing the PR war. They're not going to dare play poverty because they're just not. So anyway.
Yeah. That's right. That's right, Bernie.
Point now, since we haven't had this big point counterpoint in several calls. Now I forgot my point.
The point is they're being forced to create something that they.
Oh, I know. So right. So to me it's like okay, I own a hotel. And there's someone in the hotel doing something terrible. The police are there. Open the door. You know, I mean, it's not like the police are saying, "Give me a master key and I'll use it anytime I want to get in any room in the hotel." I mean, that's what people want to
think. But that's what they're saying.
That can't happen. I don't want us cutting our nose with spite our face.
Yeah.
And I know these are really difficult gray area discussions that I think are great to have.
Yeah, they are difficult discussions, and it's a gray area. We're going to resume this conversation, Bernie, the next time you're here. And Michael. I'm just kidding, of course.
Oh,
Michael Dorn is our.
I want to come back after the break after you fired that fireball.
Doherty, always a good conversation.
Take it easy.
There you have it, Michael Doherty. Everybody, back in a moment on the Steve Rubin Show.